All right.
I don't know what this guy's doing. He appears to be driving some kind of machinery. He's hauling wood. I'm gonna kind of three-wheeled forklift. Bit of a late start, but that's okay. I was in the office till like 9 o'clock last night, so fucking whatever. I heard this on Apple Music like a week ago. This is not new flavor. God. Into acting ass. Thank you for asking.
we're sitting here playing our song with you right now, it's like, okay, cool. Well, we completed that, so breathe again a little bit and keep moving.
You know I gotta play it again, right? I mean, this was set in stone. The neighborhood, RIP to my youth on Beats One, One Song, 100 Countries. Here we go, so repeat it, today's world record. Jesse's looking match ready now. I mean, he's looking like a rock star.
I'm just trying to match these boys, really. I mean, they stepped up their game immensely, so I figured, all right, I gotta do something too.
I'm excited for you guys with Wiped Out with the second album. I think this is the move.
Yeah. Thanks,
guys. I think we do too, so.
Yeah. That's why we're so anxious. Like, we've been in a cave for like 8 months, so like, you're really, besides parents, the only other person that is like really objective to hear this, so it's like really cool to get your opinion.
That's cool.
Totally.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we're so thrilled that you guys have rolled through Beats One and given the audience a chance to hear this record all over the world. And there's so much touring to be done. And I know for a fact that there are people sending messages right now just saying, talk about a tour, talk about a tour. And that's about to happen. You're about to take your whole entire neighborhood out on the road, pretty much. Talk us through the concept behind this and what the tour will entail.
Yeah, just every band from, like, kind of our area, like, a lot of our friends.
Which is where?
Caneo Valley.
Yeah, Caneo Valley.
whatever, Ventura County.
Yeah, our friend band, Bad Sons, they've just gotten some success, and they've been going on tour, and they've had a song out that's pretty good. So
yeah, they're killing it, dude.
Yeah, so we're taking
They're just bros.
And we have, another band that...
Fuck. Fatboy's misunderstood the whole, the wipeout's not a thing you necessarily want to do. Probably the high point of the Beach Boys' career when they were asked by the Fat Boys to perform, I guess this is probably something that happened in the wake of Walk This Way, right? Like, oh man, look what it did for Aerosmith. We gotta get a piece of that. Okay, I will do that. I'm kidding, I'm not gonna do that.
You outside long. Nate Dogg still here, cause the niggas like me. Paul Release still scared, cause the niggas like me. In the hood like a dollar sweet tea. Or Louis Burger, you ain't with the business, nigga. Who you murder? You ain't heard a couch, ain't best stack. Smoking out the city, riding around with the safe shotgun. He shot Ricky, little nigga. Should've zigzagged, didn't got your back wet. Now he running north side, niggas get a fact check. Front with the gun, y'all dying, heard a clap. Yeah, Dominique's first street, they didn't make the best. Yes, that for little halftime, bro. He bang five blocks, so I hit you on me five times. Better clap, y'all did it. Got away with it out the civic, we crimp it. Long Beach City, pay a visit. Park Ramon, the pop block, they come and give a hell to the strolls. And no, I ain't never rap nothing.
I ain't never rap nothing but the police. I ain't never rap nothing but the police. I ain't never rap nothing but the police. From the city where the skinny carry strong heat. Northside Long Beach.
Northside Long Beach.
Our trends as we get into next week will be for some much drier conditions for ranchers and farmers. Blessings to you and your family on this Thursday. Marlon Bowling is back with the Grain and Livestock Update. Stay with us as the Market Day Report continues.
Community Health.
KissFM.com.
Okay, well, stuck in traffic. Probably a good time to familiarize myself with the new channel lineup. I don't know if they added or so. I mean, there's probably a web page I could look at to see what they moved and changed and added and stuff, but everything on the stations I have as presets sucks.
As it heads towards the Windward Islands, which are all the islands right on the eastern side of the Caribbean. You're on the 60s on 6. Oh, our friend Janine Stang, who went over and sang the Star Spangled Banner, checks in. She did it in all 50 states.
Velvet. I don't remember seeing a channel called Velvet before. Little Josh Groban. Great, great start. That's...
I wasn't even gonna go out.
XL Limited Edition. Is this just a Simon and Garfunkel channel? Ugh. Ugh. So I assume that's what it is, and that's what it is right now. Maybe it's the sort of thing where it's like once a month they change it, or I don't know. I don't know what this is. Fuck that. All that's left. Well, Elvis Radio. No. They still have that Bruce Springsteen channel. They still have their Pearl Jam channel. And they still have their Grateful Dead channel. Oh, yeah, this is this is April 12th, 1978. You know, remember that Durham show? That's a really good one. Yeah. Fuck this bullshit. I'm gonna be listening to Radio Margaritaville. Jam Band channel playing some straight up garbage. Not only is it's trash that lasts like 40 minutes, so congratulations. Yeah, no, don't end the song there.
Changes on Sirius XM's
new jams. Oh man, we're in luck. There's some new jams. Bye. I have to turn this off.
More easily.
Discover new ones.
With SiriusXM's new channel lineup.
Continue to hear acoustic singer-songwriters in the coffee house at our new number, 14, in the pop category.
Download the new channel guide at SiriusXM.com/channel update. Find channels more easily.
Discover new ones.
Well, apparently this channel is now just devoted to
continue to hear acoustic singer-songwriters
running this ad for the coffee house on a loop.
14 in the pop category.
Download the new channel guide at SiriusXM.
That's a cool channel.
/channel update. Find channels more easily.
Discover new ones.
With SiriusXM's new channel lineup.
Continue to hear acoustic singer-songwriters in the coffee house at our new number, 14, in the pop category.
Download the new channel guide at SiriusXM.com/channel update.
One more time.
Channels more easily.
Discover new ones.
With SiriusXM's new channel lineup.
Continue to hear acoustic singer-songwriters in the coffee house at our new number, 14, in the pop category.
Download the new channel guide at SiriusXM.com/channel update. Find channels more easily.
Discover new ones.
With SiriusXM's new channel lineup.
Continue to hear acoustic singer-songwriters in the coffee house at our new number, 14, in the pop category.
But what are you going to put here? Why move that there?
SiriusXM.com/channel.
If you had nothing to put here where it probably used to be.
Find channels more easily.
What was wrong with having the coffee house right next to the bridge?
Music Festival happens in Washington, D.C. It's a two-day thing. It's got 40 artists on five.
Classic hard rock for the loud generation. Approved by the Prince of Darkness.
Ozzy's Boneyard.
Ozzy called up and said, play Blue Oyster Cult. And they're like, but Ozzy. And I'm like, it's my stage to play Blue Oyster Cult. I don't like Kiss.
I met her under the neon lights. I knew right then it was love at first sight, 'cause she's a lady.
This is the metal station, so this must be some novelty song from some metal band.
That's it on her own.
Okay. Last radio station, terrestrial or otherwise, in the history of the free world, that will still bring you D12. Yes, it's the station that bears Eminem's own name on it.
This is one of them songs that when I bought Naughty by Nature's first album, I just hit stop. I called Proof because he was the one who put me up on it. I was like, yo, I don't even want to rap no more just because of the way he's flipping the stuff.
Take that after what you have to ask for your ass back. It's Shade 45.
XM, chill. Do you feel... you hear this? Does it make you feel chill? Y2 country.
And stumble down the stairs to meet the day. I smoked my mind the night before with cigarettes and songs I'd been picking. But I lit my first and watched a small kid.
Outlaw country. Listen to this. You can tell it's the music of outlaws. Oh, yeah. Outlaw music. He did that. Jazz, not like that fake shit you were just listening to. This channel is real jazz.
Pero de verdad es un tema que de verdad no tiene palabras.
¡Palabra!
Mensaje también.
Que me encanta mucho.
El video, el Baby Rasta, lo vas a ver en la escuela.
Y decirle no al bullying.
Así que puedes ver el video en Baby Rasta Gringo TV.
The name of the station is Caliente.
Me niegas.
Tempo, cadence, and drum pattern of Spanish language music.
Musical based on All About Eve, one based on Young Frankenstein, one based on Shrek, the animated film.
What?
There's one based on Big Fish, Sunset Boulevard, and we're starting with one that I really love, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
I thought I'd seen it all. I thought I knew the score, but coming here I found a world I've never seen before. Now I know where I belong, a life of taste and class, with culture and sophistication pouring out my ass.
What? Good God.
What do I want? I want this.
This is truly terrible.
I want this. I thought I had a real gift that Penny Andy grift, but Freddy's getting ready.
Imagine living a life where, like, this is what you listen to exclusively, and you're, like, way into that. I mean, I guess whatever, you'd be happy. You'd be like, oh, well, I have to subscribe to Satellite Radio because they've got a whole channel just for me, and I'm going to listen to it. Like, but holy shit, man. Having to be one of those people that's just like, I'm just into, you know, musical theater. I'm just into the music of it. I don't go watch the shows. I just like the music. Here's where they moved the 40s station to when they decided that Pitbull needed to be on Channel 4. Like opposed to a musical, I guess, but I don't know, man. Are fresh. Okay, good. They didn't kill the Kidz Bop channel. Kids are pulling motherfucking walk-bys. They don't have a license. This fucking hell factory of children re-singing pop hits, like, look like? They just have them in there, like, 7 days a week, just like someone's churning out fucking sound-alike music to go with it, and then just like, alright, you, and you are singing on this one. they pull them out of the holding pens. And then they sing Drive By, and then, all right, back in the fucking, then they get, like, they get to eat, like, two candy bars, and they get thrown back in the fucking hold. Is Jared from Subway there? That's all I want to know. Are these kids fucking safe? That's how I celebrate summer, every summer. Oh, now you can think about when the kid version of Paul Walker passed away.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you.
Oh, these tunnels. Getting in the way of the signal.
Yeah,
the back and forth on this is really tight. Something about Kidz Bop, like, I mean, like, Kidz Bop is, like, offensive.
Lines in my heart across the lines in my face, this flashes lines.
Like, hey, we're going to have a bunch of nameless children re-sing all these fucking pop songs. We're going to suck all of the fucking, like, emotion out of it. And it's going to sound like a fucking factory line. And we're going to change all the fucking lyrics just in case there's something. Because, you know, kids might need to listen to this. And I just, like, fucking. Like, who are the fucking parents? Who are the fucking parents that are fucking sitting there going like, oh, well, you know, yeah, this is, you know, it's for kids, it's safe, it's good. Like, inflicting this fucking shit on your fucking children? Recently, that was like the kids, like some of the kids who had grown up out of Kidz Bop were like speaking out about how fucking terrible it was or something. I feel like that happened. Maybe that was just something I imagined. Because we all know as soon as those kids hit age 19, their throats get cut, they get left in a dumpster somewhere. Meanwhile, Jonathan Kidz Bop, the fucking Svengali fucking mastermind billionaire behind it all, goes out and finds more kids. As soon as they turn 19, he drains all their blood and pours it over his body. So that he can stay young. Makes me feel I want to make a horror movie. I'm going to make a horror film, and the entire soundtrack is going to come from Kidz Bop. Just really tap into the fucking innate darkness in this whole thing. That just permeates every... All I fucking hear is darkness. All I hear is fucking, like, a complete lack of fucking soul. Kill me! Yeah, no, yeah, yeah. Yep. I'm so fancy. You already know I'm in the fast lane. From LA to Tokyo. I'm so fancy. Every track, a new cry for help. I'm not sure if I'm, like, thrilled or disappointed that they didn't try to fucking duplicate Iggy Azalea's fucking ridiculous accent. I feel like we're listening to a fucking crime being committed. This is like, if you were remaking Reservoir Dogs, you could put this song on while he fucking cuts up the fucking cop. Take the scene of fucking Joe Pesci being beat to death with bats and buried, and put this song over it. Yes, spell kids. Spell kids with a Z. Fuck. Oh, this tunnel is the only bit of respite. Were we in the tunnel for a long time, or do they like shorten the shit out of that song? A movie about a religious cult that tears out the hearts of children, set to this song. Bunch of kids in white sheets just kind of clapping. All the boys are dressed up like Nazis, all the girls wearing KKK hoods, singing these pop hits. That's the scariest thing, is like some of these fucking songs are just such fucking dumb fucking pop songs to begin with. You just listen to it and go, yeah, I guess, I don't know. Like, why did you even fucking need kids to re-sing this? Other than the part where you make more money on the fucking performance royalty than you would if you just had a compilation with the actual recording on it. Like, this is just like cold, disgusting business. One of these days, the signal's gonna be disrupted, and you're gonna hear like a fucking loud squealing microphone as the kids rise up and take over the station. They finally fucking broken free of their captors and murdered them all with their hands and teeth.
Great here from the Kids Bop Kids. You're listening to Kids Bop Radio, where we play all your favorite songs 24/7.
Please find me and kill me. Free me from this internal prison.
I am lost, I am vain, I will never.
actual crimes do you think the Kidz Bop people have had to, like, sweep under a rug and try to make go away over the years? That number can't be zero, right? Something awful has to have happened. I have my limits.
Cause if I have to marry you, I wanna do it right. I'm nice. All my favorite pajamas.
See, here's Kidz Place, the, like, non-denominational kids station. Kidz are losing it.
Coming on bedtime. Now I say sleep time. I read a story, brush your teeth, and flip that nightlight. It's coming on bedtime. But you know we don't mind. Cause if we have to go to bed, we're gonna do it right. Yes, if we have to go to bed, we're gonna do it right.
You can take a look.
I think this song is about pajamas, fucking.
Have a dog on 'em, have a dog on 'em. Don't you wish you had some? Oh, my favorite pajamas. Have a dog on 'em, and I will wear 'em to bed. And you will wear 'em to bed. Yes, we. Andrew always falls asleep and starts snoring.
Does he always snore that loud?
Oh. Stuart T. Lindy. Let's go crazy.
So what did you come up with for your breakfast cereal idea, Walker?
Okay, it's called The Cheerios. The cereal for the hippies of the world.
What is it called? Bee Cheerios.
So there's gonna be marshmallow. mellow peace signs mixed in with Cheerios, also shaped like peace signs. And
basically, fuck hippies is what I'm saying. Am I right? They need to get a job.
Whatever you think it's going to be, man, or something like that. That's going to be like our slogan.
Be Cheerios, man.
Uh-huh.
What would the cover of the box look like?
It'd be like a bunch of dudes with really, really long hair and like headbands and overly sized sunglasses.
Absolutely, Mindy. Weekday mornings at 7 a.m. on Sirius XM 78.
Kids Place Live.
I start my day with a breakfast of bologna. Then I'm riding around the kingdom on my electric pink pony. Keeping a lookout in every direction. I'm in charge of my kingdom's personal protection. The collection of jewels alone will impress.
No, I want to hang out with that kid and talk shit about hippies. Success.
Just because I'm cute and my dress has frills doesn't mean I can't be dangerous. Hey, I got skills. I'm a princess.
Nope. All right. I gotta go. Be sure to check out the Kidzbop version of Pipe It Up. Pretty excited about it. I bet it'll be really dope.